If you think the Foreign Service is all champagne and caviar, well, think again. Associates of the American Foreign Service worldwide tell many different stories. This year, the group gave seven men and women the Secretary of State Award for Outstanding Volunteerism Abroad. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Classical music concerts for human trafficking victims. A bartending class near one of the hottest places on Earth. School supplies donated to low-income students. That's just a sample of the volunteer services performed by this year's SOSA winners. The winners are stationed around the globe, but they gathered at the State Department headquarters in Washington, D.C. earlier this month to receive their awards. The winners of this year's awards quite simply have made the world a better place, says Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Heather Higginbottom.
They've had the vision and energy to create opportunity where none previously existed. And in so doing, they have become ambassadors of our country, our culture, and our values. Their work has directly impacted individuals and communities around the world.
That was Heather Higginbottom, Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. The winners were narrowed down from a pool of 19 candidates, and most of the volunteer work comes from the significant other of a Foreign Service employee. The winners show a side of the Foreign Service that not everyone knows about, says Meta Beecroft. She's the state liaison for the Associates of the American Foreign Service worldwide.
Many people don't know even what the Foreign Service is. And if they do know, they think that we are sitting out somewhere in long dresses and long gloves and waiting for the next load of caviar and just having parties and not doing very much. And I think that all of these wonderful things that these people have been doing, is it belies that reputation of in a way, I think it shows Americans at their generous best. And having said that, we've got a couple of kinds of diplomacy going on, if you will. Overseas, there is official diplomacy, which is our Foreign Service officers, be they male or female, going with démarche to the foreign minister or whatever. But this is really kind of parallel diplomacy or unofficial diplomacy, grassroots diplomacy. But it's very, very important.
That was Meta Beecroft, state liaison for the Associates of the American Foreign Service worldwide. Sophia Blake earned her award for her work while living in Jakarta. Blake started a 12-month women's empowerment project and created a mentorship program for the Education USA program in Indonesia. For other Foreign Service members looking to make a difference in their community, the best lesson she's learned is not wait to be ready. Just start something.
The greatest lesson for me has been that you don't have to be ready to start doing something. You don't always have to entirely know what you want to do. Just do it. For the longest time, I've been a searcher of a greater purpose or something. I think all spouses go through similar desires to feel useful, to contribute, to for us to have a meaningful experiences in a place. And instead of searching it, I found it more useful to take any opportunity and start building something from there.
That was Sophia Blake. Craig Gerard had similar advice. He and his wife, Ronit, worked in Dakar, Senegal. The pair created an ultimate frisbee sports league, organized beach and road cleanups, and they also taught a bartending and homebrew class for members of their post's community liaison office. Here's Craig Gerard.
There's always going to be a learning curve. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity or the perfect circumstances. Start whatever volunteer opportunity you're looking to do, and then learn as you go. And once you get rolling, then you'll find where the niche is and get into a groove.
And here's Craig Gerard's wife, Ronit.
I really believe that getting involved in the community is incredibly important. It just changes the experience of being overseas, the morale, and we are so privileged with the work that we do and the things that we have, that any opportunity to kind of give back while we can in these different countries that we live in is a pretty wonderful opportunity, and I encourage people to look for any opportunity they can. It's inspiring to hear some of the work that folks have been doing with spouses. It's tough. I'm very lucky to have a very supportive spouse who has followed me through all of our positions. So to support them and their careers is incredibly important, and I highly encourage anyone to continue that work.
That was Ronit Girard. She and her husband, Craig, received awards for their work in Dakar, Senegal. Three other awards were given out during the ceremony, including the 2016 Tragen Award to winner Leah Evans. Evans has lived abroad for 11 years, and with every move, she says it takes some time to get settled and feel a part of the community. The key to feeling at home, she says, is to jump right into something and not be intimidated by hurdles.
Sometimes there's pushback and people say, oh, you can't do that or this doesn't make sense. But I think fighting for it and pushing for it, especially if you think it's right, and starting early, because especially in the beginning, that's where you need to find your space. And it's a good time to carve that out.
That was 2016 Tragen Award winner Leah Evans. This is the 26th year for the Secretary of State Award for Outstanding Volunteerism Abroad. More than 100 employees have received an award since it first started. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Meredith's coverage at FederalNewsRadio.com.